Hi there. Thanks so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. I'm the supervisor on floor. It looks like we're having trouble with your Omax password today. Is that correct?
Oh, just a minute. I tried to order it online the first time to get a monthly thing, and I couldn't do it. So I emailed. Anyways, I'm phoning because I don't want to mess with the computer again to try and get online. So I didn't know this was going to be such a big fiasco just to set it up. I just want a monthly. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't know you had to go online to do it. So if this is going to take, no offense, but I just don't have the time to take another, a whole lot of time on this.
Well, I'm usually pretty quick with this type of issue, especially whenever it comes to having account problems like this. So first thing I want you to go ahead and do is confirm your email, name, and address for me. Let me make sure I got the right one.
Sure, it's DIDALEBARTLETT at gmail.com.
Good deal. Do you already have that email up and open for me?
Let's see.
You go ahead and get your email pulled up. What I'm going to do is deactivate your account, your Omax account, and I'm going to reactivate it because from what it looks like, the actual password itself was kind of timed out, I guess. Like it looks like it's been tried too many times. So I'm going to deactivate it.
Yeah,
That's going to give a whole reset. Let me know when you
it
get
just
your
said,
email up.
well, it just says returning customer, enter your email address and password to sign in.
Yeah, you're not going to
Password
worry about
there.
that now. You're not going to worry about that. Just open your actual email, the Gmail that you're going to receive this email to. I'm going to send you an account activation link.
Okay.
It's going to ask you to hit a big blue button that says activate your account. Hit
We
that
already did
button
that
and
earlier.
no, you're going to do it again for me and then hit activate
Okay.
your account and then it's going to prompt you to
Sure.
create a password. Tell me what that password is, and I can throw it on your account on my end for your Omax
Okay.
account. That way, you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can just call us and ask us for that password.
Okay.
Would that be easier for you? I think so.
Yeah.
I know this new system, it is a little unnerving for some customers. However, we're doing our best to make sure we can make it as easy as possible.
Okay.
But you let me know once you got that password set up and tell me what it is, and I will get to go on my end, and then we'll get you squared away.
Okay. Did you send it already to my email?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and try and refresh the page for your email. If it's not in your
Okay.
inbox, check your spam or junk.
Yeah, I got the other two. Other two, but so here now it just came through.
Okay, so go ahead and do that.
Okay. Activate your account. Here we go. It gives you the message, that same message, login error, reset password error.
You should just hit the big blue button that says activate your account in the email.
I do.
What does it
And
say after
that's
that?
what. It's when I hit it, it says to activate account, it says returning customer, your
Yes.
email address and password, and password reset error.
Okay. Go ahead and do that.
Do what?
Password.
Oh, put a, so I have to type in a password.
Yes, I need you to create a password and you can make it as simple as possible. If you want, it just has to have letters and numbers. No fancy characters needed. Pick your favorite child, give them get your lucky number. Tell me what that is and I'll plug it in.
Okay.
Well, you need to plug it in and then I'll add it to your account for you.
Okay, capital SANDY. Let me see. Let me do this again.
Yeah, it should make you confirm it.
go again.
It's okay. Talk to me. What's it doing? What's it telling you?
It just goes back to the same thing. So, you know what? I'm going to check out. No offense. You guys have been very nice, but this is just, I just wanted to order the product. That's all I want to do. But it's
I do understand.
Market.
Since you are having difficulties, what I can recommend is if you have perhaps a friend or family member who is more tech savvy, perhaps, you can have them give us a call with you and we could walk them through it perhaps, because I hear your frustration and I hate to hear that.
Well, I'm doing what you said, and it just says returning customer, incorrect email or password, and then you have to put your email in, so I have to put my email in and my password. Is that correct? Because it's...
So it shouldn't be asking you for a password at all. When you hit activate your account, it should have told you, it should have taken you to a page that was telling you to input a password to create it.
No, but you know, for what you said, I've done what you said, and I'll go back.
What browser are you using?
I'm using Firefox. Last time you said
that
it didn't
maybe.
Work when I did DuckDuckGo. So, you know, I...
Do you have Chrome at all, like Google Chrome?
Not on my phone.
Not on your
my
phone.
My computer crashed, and that's why I'm calling.
I gotcha. So I do believe the browser you're using is giving you that problem. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
however,
two different browsers. Can I just get the product, honey? Is there any way? Can't we just do it like a regular order? I mean, I like your product.
We can do a one-time shipment.
Well, I would like to do it monthly because I don't want to pay the price of... That's the whole reason I'm doing this, so that I get the discount price of doing it monthly,
and I
want to do it monthly.
The only way we would be able to do that, unfortunately, is to create a password and be able to log into it.
But
that would be the only possible way, and there would be no exceptions for a subscription at that point. That's why, I can hear your frustration. That's why I was stating, if you have perhaps a friend or family member who may be a little more tech savvy.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but what you're also saying is that if it's not going to do it through this browser, is that what I'm hearing you're saying with Firefox?
I'm honestly thinking that is your issue, because I'm doing it on my end. Like, I'm resetting my own personal password to mine, and it's going through no problem. On my Chrome. Let's see. Do you have a neighbor, perhaps, who would be able to assist?
Yeah, no, honey. I don't want to bother them with something like that. My son-in-law is an IT guy.
Gotcha.
I'm always doing asking. I really don't.
I gotcha.
I'll try it one more time if you send me something. But, it just amazes me that you can't
to fraud rates being increased, we had to think of a way that would better protect our customers, and this is how we came up with it. So unfortunately, this is done as a security feature to protect you as the consumer, as well as our company as well, of course. But y'all are our primary concerns. So here's what I want you to do. Close everything on the phone except mine and your phone call. Close everything out, and we're going to start from scratch.
I'm not sure.
What type of phone are you on? Are you on like an iPhone or something, or Android?
Android.
Android,
Samsung,
thank you.
Android,
all
five,
right, so on your phone, you know when you hit those little lines?
Everything's closed. Let's start.
Okay. So pull up your email. I'm going to send a new one.
Just go ahead and send it, because that's a better way of doing it, because it'll alert me when an email is coming.
Okay, that works. Well, I just sent it.
Okay.
Now, if you have an Android, you should be able to just download the Google Chrome Store app, but we're not going to worry about that right now.
No, just download the Google Chrome app. Okay, at Play Store here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Search for apps. Just Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Chrome.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, that's my favorite browser.
Okay.
It just works better than the others, in my opinion. But I do have great news for you, Diane. Once we get this situated, we wouldn't have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
And again, once we do get it logged in, you're going to give me that password, and I'm going to add it to your account on our end, so that way if you ever need anything, you can tell them, just look at my account.
I don't know why it's so slow.
Because it knows you need something.
Yeah.
It works as fast as it wants to.
Let's see if I can. Okay, now I got a Google Chrome, but that's a search thing.
It looks like that. Ignore it. Just ignore it. When you actually open it up is when it'll pop through. All right, so did you get that email I sent you?
Let me hold on here.
Now, since you now have two different types of browsers on your phone, when you go to tap to activate your link or activate your account, that big blue button, it should ask you which browser you want to use. Choose Chrome.
Okay. Now I get the same thing.
No.
I don't know. Yep. Yep. Anyways.
Do you have Amazon?
Yes, I do.
We do have the items available through Amazon as well. We do prefer to have the customers come through us because you tend to get better offers. But you are able to order through Amazon, through our Amazon store directly, and get it on a subscription.
But isn't it the same price?
There should be a subscription rate on Amazon as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then
because we can't log in on this end, we wouldn't be able to do a subscription. It's just not feasible. It's just not possible, I should say.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support for OMAX Health.
Mm-hmm. All right.